For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayak was captured from a careless fingerprint. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the print, which was found on a package sent to California Congresswoman Maxine Waters, was positively matched to Sayak. He says because of Sayak's criminal history in Florida,
there is also a possible DNA connection between samples collected from pieces of two different IEDs mailed in separate envelopes,
which look like a match for DNA collected during previous arrests. Sayak faces at least 5 charges. Wray says that could be more if he's convicted on those 5. He faces 48 years in prison and has a court appearance on Monday in federal court in Miami. President Trump doesn't acknowledge that his rhetoric may encourage violent behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Saudi Arabia continues its investigation into the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi Minister of Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jubeir calls international criticism hysterical.
We have made it very clear that those responsible will be held responsible and will be held to account. And we have made it very clear that we will put in place mechanisms to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
The first nor'easter of the season, WCBS TV weatherman Lonnie Quinn.
Anybody with a shoreline has got a coastal flood warning, and that means you could see 2 to 3 feet of water above a typical high tide.
Gale force wind warning posted from the Carolinas to Maine. It was the length of 2 full baseball games in the bottom of the 18th in Los Angeles.
Well hit back at the wall, and the longest World Series game in history has come to an end.
LA wins 3-2, the call from Charlie Steiner on the Dodgers radio network. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump spoke at the Young Black Leadership Summit. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The president expressed confidence in the success of the young people in the room.
Each of you represents the future of our nation. You know that. You are not afraid to stand up for your beliefs or stand against injustice. You refuse to be told by the same failed voices how to think or what to believe. You understand that. And you see what's happening with our country, how great it is, and how well different groups of people are doing.
Throughout his speech, the president blamed Democrats for wiping out good-paying jobs in the black community and for contributing to high crime and poverty rates in inner cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It can be really disappointing to cover up your clever costume with a coat and gloves, but there's some ways to stay warm while trick-or-treating without sacrificing your artwork. John Clemens reports.
Across the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas into the western Great Lakes, readings will be in the 30s to the middle 40s on Halloween night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Using costumes that are kind of full body costumes might be a good idea. Those are good ways to stay warm. But kind of a pretty good idea is to maybe get a costume that's one size bigger. That way you can layer up underneath the costume rather than cover up the costume by wearing a coat over top of it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.